You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Welcome to Axe to Grind, the hardcore podcast. I'm Patrick.
I'm Bob.
Hey, I'm Tom.
And nothing is going on in the world. This could be at any time in human history that we're recording this.
It's true.
Right. I can't believe nothing's happened, or that's crazy that it happened. Either way.
Yeah, whoa, that seems really crazy.
I hope. I can't believe who would say that or do that.
Well, I mean,
or act in such a way.
As long as things are okay for you, like, that's really all I'm worried or hopeful about. You know, that's what matters.
Well,
that was the equivalent of like, I ain't reading all that, so I'm sorry that happened to you, or congratulations.
Yeah, what's the new TikTok is I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Thank you for joining us. Shout out really quick to our fine sponsors. To Live a Lie, Closed Casket Activities, Death Wish Inc., and Run for Cover Records.
What are those sounds?
Everyone, if you're not following them on social media, do so. I promise you it will work out for you in the long run to do so. You hear about the new stuff, and they all drop stuff a little sooner than you'd think if you pay attention. So do that. Use your weird reminders. Instagram's weird remind thing actually works pretty good. I don't do notifications on my phone. I just can't deal with that in my life. But I'll use that so when I open the app, I'm like, oh, damn, that's right. This record is up for order now. So follow them on social media. Order something. Let them know Axe to Grind sent you. Guys, do you know what today is? It's game day.
Oh, shit. Can it be gambled on FanDuel?
I mean, it could.
Soon enough. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this. The way the Axe to Grind games have gone, Tom has the gold medal, silver medal, and maybe even the bronze.
Allegedly, yeah.
I mean, this is like, I'm so far ahead. There's no catch.
Big asterisk. I'm measuring the size of Tom's head right now.
Yo, this doesn't.
I mean, it's a big head.
Doesn't have to be time related. Tom, how did you feel personally about Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds not making the Baseball Hall of Fame on their 10th and final opportunity? Is that right? It was the 10th.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I mean, I hate Roger Clemens because I'm a Mike Piazza guy. Although Mike Piazza turned into kind of a douche more recently. I mean, I think Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before his head started going into like 8.5 size hats.
Confirmed.
I just think it's all cool. Like, you could shoot me up with every known anabolic steroid known to man.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah. And I couldn't probably hit a home run, never mind 762 and like – have like, you know, an on base percentage like over 500, because people would just be like, I know it's a bases loaded, but like, we'll just walk this guy and give up one run rather than four.
Yep.
I think they both probably should have made it. I think the report is that vote for that shit, like, yeah, you were making, you know, you were living high on the hog when McGuire, Sosa, and all these folks, you know,
yeah,
brought it back.
Yep.
You can't be mad now.
Yep.
You know, I think it's kind of whack.
One, I think Clemens and Bonds probably both had Hall of Fame careers before juicing. As much as Clemens was a douche, he was.
Yeah.
Yo, did you know? I never put this together. Did you know he started 3 games in the 86 World Series? I didn't put that together.
That no, I didn't know that was either.
Started three. I think game. He might have started game one, there was some, and there was a weird day off. He might have done 6. Why? Oh, no, he didn't start game 1. It was 2. He did like 2-4-5 or 2-4-6, something weird. Yeah, really weird, man. What about the thought that Bonds, I think I heard this on the Bill Simmons podcast, but I actually thought it was pretty well said. Patrick, I want your input on this too. they were like, yo, Barry Bonds was playing baseball and was clean and then saw Sosa and McGuire start ripping homers and other dudes start hitting 50 homers. And he was like, yo, I'm literally better than these guys and I'm not juicing. And that watching all these players start juicing and get close to his level, arguably in his category, broke his brain. And he was just like, all right, fuck it. Fine. Here you go. I'm going to do it too. And I'm going to blow all you guys away. And he did. Do you buy into that?
I mean, makes enough sense for me.
Anderson hit fucking 50 home 50, runs.
I know. That motherfucker and his sideburns.
I mean, I think, but like, there's no way, like, there were no players out there then that you could be like totally clean the whole time. There's like, if you think of anyone like with any sort of home runs, it's like Jim Thome built like a brick shit house. Yeah. Piazza, like, there was nobody that was like, you know, built like Barry Bonds in 1988 or whatever, you know, young Barry Bonds. Like, I mean, the only person you can say is Griffey.
And Griffey, even, he was big. He was thin, but big still, you know, like.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he never put on like, he put on like adult weight, but like, he never put on like any kind of like.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
He's just, he was just a fucking incredible, but like everyone else.
Tom, it's also fundamentally broken because when we talk about performance enhancing drugs, we tend to think about steroids, but the Adderall thing in baseball is just widely understood. You know what I mean? Like they're all on Adderall.
Yeah.
So where do we put that? You know what I mean? It's the whole thing is broken. The whole asterisk thing is broken.
Yo, if you found out every other hardcore frontman was doing steroids, but only like, you know, your peers, of course, the Brendan from Turnstile, Pat Flynn, obviously, et cetera. And you weren't. You think you might dabble? Anabolic Patrick would make an appearance?
My friend's son has like a I don't know what the name of the condition. It's a dwarfism adjacent sort of thing. The kid is going to be small, and they've got him on HGH. And I was thinking about pinching the kid's HGH. I was thinking about stealing it. He doesn't need it that much.
All right. I mean, there we have it. We know where you stand. Guys, we are playing a game today. It is new. It is fun. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it. It is called Hardcore Risk.
Ooh.
Here's the game. I think I've told you both to either find a map of the United States or pull one up on your respective computers, device, whatever. You are going to pick a state you'd like to start in. Then you're going to name states that border that state where you'd like to move to. For each state you start in, so the state you start in, you get, just period, okay? You're going to move to a state, and then it's Tom versus Patrick. Who can name the most bands from that state?
Fuck.
That's, oh, my God.
This is going to be a brutal exercise.
I don't know, but we're not.
Why'd you say this was easy and no brain? This is insane.
No, this is going to be easy. This is because there's going to be states. We're not, like, guys, you got to pick states smart, be smart. But it's a limit. Like, we're not going to, you know, how many bands can you name from X state? You know, we're not going to do most. Whoever can name the most. So if you can name one and Patrick can't name any, you win. Here are the caveats.
Okay.
In the states with a bunch of bands, let's use fucking New York, right? The two states are off limits for you to start in are New York, three states, Massachusetts, New York, and California. Can't pick those to start. But for those states where there's a bajillion bands, it's a max at nine, whoever, you know, which means whoever named that first gets the advantage and will likely name the ninth and they'll win. You know what I mean? And I'll keep tally as we go through. If you repeat a band that the other person named or you said already, you lose. Okay. So if you repeat,
Jesus,
so you have to listen to the other person. Tom, these rules are all against Patrick, so you should be fine. You know he's not going to.
You said the quiet part out loud. Thank you.
No, but it's a game. So the game is naming. That's a common rule in these kind of games. So you can only move in like Risk from state to state, and at the end of this activity, whoever has the most states wins. Let's see, Patrick. since you are the underdog, what state would you like to take? California, New York, and Massachusetts are off limits.
Okay, well, just so I'm clear, how does the actual naming of
you go, it'll be go. Back and forth. So it'll be, okay. If you choose, so let's say, just for example, you choose Wyoming and you're moving into Colorado. You would name the first band, then Tom, then you, then Tom, then you, until one of you gives up or we hit the 9 threshold. 9 is hit because it's an odd number. Boom. You know what I mean?
Now there's a state that, what happens if we both run out after one?
Whichever we feel is the universal deep cut wins it. And if I, it'll go to a, I'll give clues. If I know one that's in that state, I'll give clues. And then whoever guesses it first gets it. And then if I got nothing, we'll decide which one is a deeper cut. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to start with Nevada.
All right. Patrick in Nevada. By the way, I have a printed out sheet. So I'm going to be writing your states as you guys conquer. Tom, what state would you like to start on?
Oh, Christ. Ohio.
Ooh, good choice, Tom. All right. All right. Patrick, it's your turn first. Pick a state that you'd like to do, that you'd like to try to
take over.
Conquer.
California.
All right. You're up first, Patrick.
Okay. Let's say... nails.
Okay, Tom.
Unbroken.
Patrick.
The Locust.
Ooh, Strife. Okay.
Screamers.
Wow.
Dead Heat.
Great. Also, if you name a band that's not actually from that state, you also lose it.
Right. Okay, let's keep it current. Drain.
Gulch.
No, you think you keep current. Section Eight.
Bleeding Through.
Human Garbage.
Jawbreaker.
Throwdown.
18 Visions.
15.
Pinhead Gunpowder.
Good one. Good deep cut. Ooh.
Yeah, that is a good one. This is Neurosis.
All right. Patrick takes California. Good job.
I don't know if I like this.
I'm so close. I'm so close to saying, like, if you do a, like, mic drop style, like, you might, like, Tom probably deserved double points for Pinhead Gunpowder. But, all right. Tom, you're up. Bordering state to Ohio. Yep.
A bordering state to Ohio.
Yeah. And then you can move around however you like, you know. So if you took Indiana, you could go to any states that border that, et cetera. You're expanding your empire.
All right, Pennsylvania.
All right, PA Hardcore. Tom, start us off.
Blacklisted.
Mm-hmm. Code Orange.
Ink and Dagger.
Built Upon Frustration.
Wow.
Wisdom and Chains.
Killer of Sheep.
Kid Dynamite.
Hounds of Hate.
Turmoil.
Crud is a Cult.
Nice. Mother of Mercy.
Let Down.
Wow.
I Hate You.
I like the callbacks back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Knives Out.
Christ.
Oh, wow. God, we're going on the deep ones, huh? Fuck, what's the, do I go Goon or do I go Philadelphia?
Oh, wow, there's so many jokes to be made right there. We won't.
okay, Shattered Realm?
New Jersey.
Is it?
Yes,
Shattered Realm. Come on.
So Patrick, you lose Pennsylvania that easily. Tom, wow.
That easily. I'm going to send some texts right now.
There was no Northeastern Pennsylvania representation, no Strength for a Reason, no Cold World, no War Hungry, no One Step Closer, no Choice to Make. Wow.
I was trying to fuck Pat up. That's why.
I know. All right. It is Patrick's turn. And I think we might add a caveat. If you lose by repeating, not this time since you didn't know the rules, if you lose by repeating or name a band who's not from that state, then you have to then you lose your turn. You're the other person gets the next turn. You know what I mean? So okay. Like Tom would.
So would Pat repeat or name a? I mean,
he named. He said Shattered Realm, and I get it. I see why he said that. But Shattered Realm is a New Jersey band, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I'd give it
double check it. It's this one. That's an edge case. I'll give it to you, but that feels like an edge case to me.
Let's see here. Shattered Realm is a New Jersey band. Yeah.
All right.
Come on, buddy. All right. Your turn, Pat. Where are you going?
So I have to build from where?
Nevada or California. You can go to any of the bordering states. This a little bit of a pickle here.
Yeah. Fuck. What are the major cities in Utah?
Salt Lake City. St. George. Provo.
I can't get that, huh?
Okay. You got a map?
Salt Lake City, Provo, St. George, Moab.
Fuck. This is tough.
Man, come on.
They're time framing about this,
Pat? I know. I'm sorry. Gotta give him time for his brain to turn on.
Yeah.
We might need to throw him some steroids soon. Dude, you have four options. Oregon, Idaho, Utah, or Arizona.
I'm aware. Fine. We'll try Utah.
All right. Go ahead.
Clear?
Yep. Tom?
Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. Wow, it's tough, man.
Does he got you? You going to let him take it?
I mean, how far afield can we go from hardcore?
Adjacent, but not, you know what I mean? Like
if they were playing like when we were young.
I wouldn't count it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Used. Provo Used.
No, get that the fuck out of here.
They like hardcore. They bought all our merch. Anyway, yes, the Used.
Yo, I'm happy that they like hardcore. I'm not giving it to
you. Tom, do you got anything else? I mean.
No, I lose that one.
All right, Patrick takes Utah with one. Patrick, do you have a second Utah?
No, it was a complete bluff.
I have no idea, and I apologize. Insight, there's probably Ice good bands Burn, from there.
Insight, Iceburn.
Okay, so Iceburn was my only other guess, yep. And I, for the life of me, was like, "Are they Utah?"
Salt Lake. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. There's a few others, and I apologize for not remembering them. All right, Patrick, you got Utah. Tom, you're up, and you got some good options now.
Yeah.
Ohio or Pennsylvania?
Right. I'm going to go Michigan.
All right.
Interesting.
Tom, start us off.
Negative Approach.
Okay. Keep It Current or Current-ish. Never Ending Game.
Yep.
Detain.
Good. Shout out. Cold as Life?
Yep.
Walls of Jericho.
Fuck.
Nice.
Michigan. Laughing Hyenas?
Yep.
Necros.
Oh, Necros are Ohio. Maumee, Ohio.
Thank you. That was the gamble, Tom. And you walked right into my fucking trap.
Wow. All right. Patrick, very excited to get Michigan. For the first time since we've been playing a game, Patrick has a lead. Patrick, your turn.
Okay.
Tom, we're going to see if Patrick can be as good a winner as you have been to him. Very gracious.
Nah, he won't be.
Nothing's guaranteed yet. I'm like in a pickle.
DK, you now have Michigan to move around with as well, so don't forget that. So.
Yeah, no, I know, but the places that we're going, I'm like not very strong. Like Oregon or Michigan does or does not border Illinois.
It does not, but it borders Indiana and Wisconsin.
Are you sure it doesn't border Illinois?
Because Indiana blocks it out. There's that stretch where it's like where Indiana hits.
I'm going by maritime law.
Oh, of course. No, we aren't doing that. Okay. Unfortunately.
Fuck. The fuck is from Indianapolis?
you know at least one. You've talked about them extensively. Are you doing Indiana?
No. Okay. No, I'm not. Give me one second here. I guess I gotta go Oregon.
Okay, Oregon. Patrick, start us off. Pat, what if Patrick chose Oregon but can't even name one band from there?
It's possible.
All right, go.
Well, this is where it's a gamble because I can't remember. Is Tragedy? Yeah, can we get a time?
Tragedy is Portland, yes. I've been meaning to talk to Brian Wallace, our friend of the show, about that because His Hero's Gone, Memphis.
Memphis.
Yeah,
Death Threat, Memphis. Tragedy, Portland. Even though
they all relocated.
They all relocated, and I think they had all relocated by the time the LP came out. So, Tragedy, Portland, yes. Tom.
Poison Idea.
Yep.
Fuck. Who else is from Portland? Fuck, Tom, don't do your weird little like, ooh, we got a time limit.
Okay, people are listening, you know?
Yeah.
And you being like, humming, like,
no, they're enjoying the tension.
They're naming bands in their head, you know?
Yes.
It's tension when there's like a definitive, like, if this dickbag doesn't figure it out in 10 seconds, it's over.
Yeah.
If we could sit here for a fucking half an hour while Pat Googles what other cities
are out right now. I haven't touched this keyboard.
All right, let's hear it. Come on, Oregon.
Shout out to Andy Rice.
Yes.
Physical Challenge.
Wow, good pull. That was one.
Wow. Tom,
I was
disaster.
Fuck.
Wow. Okay.
Fuck. I played a VFW style spot with Iron Age 100 years ago, and the fucking opener was Who. I'm gonna take a no.
Try.
Is that Seattle or Portland? Where's Sidetracked from?
I think they are Olympia.
Fuck.
Hold on, let's see. Sidetracked. Shout out to Jay Sidetracked. Tacoma, Washington.
Fuck.
Boom.
Tom has taken Oregon. And it is your turn, Tom.
Sorry.
The competitive nature is so good. All right, Tom, you're up and you've increased your odds too. You now have a West Coast stronghold.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to fuck Pat. Mhm. Idaho.
Fuck.
Ooh, all right. Hit it.
Rejection Pact.
Boom.
What else is from Boise?
Boise on top.
Boise on top. I'm going to get a weird email after this. Who am I forgetting from Boise? God, Tom fucked me. Classic bands from Idaho? Any?
There's one.
Fuck.
Don't give him any more, Bob.
I know. I'm sorry, Tom. I shouldn't even done that one.
He's not going to get it anyway.
No, classic band from Idaho.
Your countdown.
I'm trying to be nice about the countdown because it really fucks him up. It legitimately.
That's the game, man.
I'm gonna apply this pressure to Tom in the worst way.
That's like a quarterback. Like, you know what? Like, I know you have a time. There's a clock. Yeah. But, like, he doesn't do well with that. Oh, okay, then do away with it for just him.
We're just going to take the play clock off for Joe Burrow. It's okay.
Yeah. Matthew Stafford gets a little iffy.
Do you got an answer?
For the life of me, I cannot remember this classic act from Idaho.
All right. Posshead's band.
Septic Death.
Oh.
And you could have also named recent rockers Ingrown. Another.
Ingrown.
Yes.
So, all right. Patrick couldn't name it, so that doesn't matter. It is Pat's turn.
It is.
You didn't name a band from another state or name one that Tom already said.
He didn't name a band.
No, I know. He just lost. You just beat him 1-0. Current score is 4-3, Tom. Patrick, you're up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You say I know something from Indianapolis.
You clearly do.
Yes.
Tom's just laughing because he knows more than one thing from Indianapolis, probably. So
I should. Well, to God bless him.
Do you want to do, what do you got? You got Wisconsin, Indiana, or Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, or New Mexico?
Yo, no disrespect to Arizona, but what do you got?
Handful.
Yeah?
Handful.
What am I forgetting?
Not a ton. Handful.
All right. This is going to be tough. This is going to be fucking rough, man.
Oh, my fucking God.
Let's go. Fine. Let's go Colorado.
Wow. Okay. Colorado. Go.
The band City Hunters from there, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Tom?
Implied Risk.
Okay. Fuck. Who else?
The best moments are when Patrick says one tentatively and Tom just follows it with a affirmative, positive response.
Yeah, well, he's got more time to think about it. Oh, okay. Let's see.
Oh, is that what it is? Or just, I just named it. That's what it is.
Well, you also notice I've been tentative for every single answer, even the ones I pretty much.
That's true. That is
100%
true.
100%
new. Yes.
Okay, so I've been to the Blasting Room. That's the spot that Bill records at. There's got to be bands from, is that the Fort Collins area, right? There's got to be Fat Records-ish bands from there.
That is Fort Collins. You're right about that.
It is. That it is.
Is there any bands of that type from Denver, Colorado? We've also got, who the fuck have I played with there?
It's not a band.
Nope, sure is not. Ah, fuck, what are the fast shits going on right now? Mm-hmm. Hold on, 1 second. Going through in my head.
Okay.
He's texting his friends. He's
no, not texting anybody. Fuck, I forfeit.
Yeah.
Tom, can you name one more?
Just want to say Candy Apple.
Sure, that's a good one.
That would have worked.
Candy
fuck.
Apple. What's the one you should have known? Fella who is in SWAT is also in this band, who recently relocated to Denver.
Oh, Public Opinion.
Public Opinion. And Tom.
Yes, I'm very stupid. That's true. Yes.
Tom, you've taken Colorado, and it is your turn.
God, this is
trouncing.
Well, no, not even. It just. All right, I'm gonna go Indiana.
Yep, go for it.
All right, my Indiana, my first one would be Split Lip.
All right.
Okay. Can I go with Chamberlain then?
No.
Ooh.
Same band.
It's not the same band.
Yo, I think I'm gonna allow that.
That is bullshit.
Yeah, we're gonna allow it.
That's as if like someone goes self-defense film and you're like, well, what about end of a year?
I'd allow that.
He's allowing it. Yeah.
He's allowing it. The guy who's in the game.
Chamberlain and Split Lip have separate Wikipedia entries.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Go ahead, Pat.
No, he just went. It's your turn.
Zero Boys.
Yep.
Kill Surf City.
Wow. That's that Fort Wayne shit. Wow.
That's that Fort Wayne enemy.
Wow.
Race Bannon.
Fuck.
Okay. Geez, Indiana, battleground state.
This is a wild card because I'm not sure.
Okay.
Might be St. Louis. Burn It Down?
Indianapolis.
Oh.
That's the one you always talk about. Jesus Christ. All right, Tom. This is tough.
Yeah. Former Go-Kart Records. This is the only reason why I know, because of Go-Kart.
Whoa.
Squirt Gun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he might have gotten me with Squirt Gun.
Because it was on, I remember just seeing that on the fucking, all the Go-Kart Records bullshit that we were involved
in. Okay. Patrick, anything else? Search your brain.
Yeah, I'm searching.
Wow. Jesus, that Squirt Gun pull was
imagine
amazing.
Getting aced with Squirt Gun.
Jesus. Have you, while Patrick, we're giving him 30 seconds to think.
Yeah, thank you.
Tom, have you ever heard Squirt Gun? I don't know.
No, but I remember them being on comps.
Yeah, you're right. So I probably have, but just never like paid attention. Oh my God. All right, Patrick, what do you got?
I got nothing.
All right. Tom, do you have another Indiana? You've won the state, but.
No.
Tough one. There is some other newer Fort Wayne stuff.
Yeah,
they got some stuff.
That was the
on.
Problem. I was straining my brain to grab it.
Wait, I'm terrible at kind of putting where everyone is.
Yeah, I know.
Like I go, oh, everything that Convulse put out is from Denver, but it's not.
It's not. It's not. A lot of it's not. And but
right.
There's a few. But
it's so based around Denver, like yeah. Because of what they've done there so far. Like,
Civilized was another good Colorado one. A bunch of the Urban Sprawl. There's a bunch of the I think of the Youth Attack stuff from a couple years ago. So
yeah, all right. That's what I was straining to remember.
No. All right, Patrick, it is your turn.
Fuck.
Your options are starting to get limited. Arizona, New Mexico, Wyoming, or Wisconsin.
What fucking cities they even got in Wyoming? Casper,
Cheyenne, and Casper. Wyoming is the tough one, man. I Wyoming
would
is
call
a tough
it impossible.
One. Yeah, I think it might be.
Okay, I guess we're going Arizona.
All right, give us one.
Is that where Hour of the Wolf is from?
Yes.
That is correct.
Good reference, Tom.
Good for you.
Tom, what do you got?
Groundwork.
Wow. Fuck. Wow, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, that's really good. Damn.
They're dope.
Tucson, Arizona.
They deserve better recordings, honestly. Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix.
Beatbox Tom over here. Currently, Tom, just so you're aware, you are up. You're up 6-4 right now.
Like, do I have to get to like 26 before I win?
I mean.
Or is there like a certain way that I'm like, I've taken the Eastern Seaboard and I've won?
Well, yeah, you're about to surround him.
Right.
So,
that's the problem.
So that might, we might have to, like, then we might need to do round two where you've already won, but now we have to, like.
Like, just for shits and gigs.
Yeah. Like, enable, see what we can do for the rest. All right, yeah. Tom. Patrick, you got to get one here. I feel like if you can get one, you might be able to steal this, maybe.
Yeah, I'm just going to – what happens? If I say a wrong one, something bad happens?
No, I mean, you're going to lose anyway.
You lose if you say a wrong one. But that's,
okay. I think this band, San Diego, I'm just going to say it anyway, is Ludax.
San Diego.
Yeah. Fuck.
Tom, do you got another one just for shits and giggles? You won it already.
I was going to say Where Eagles Dare.
Oh, wow.
Actually, I think Where Eagles Dare might be
– Phoenix.
Are they Phoenix?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. I thought they were like South Bay. I guess I'm wrong.
No, they might have played there.
Right.
No,
they did. You're right. They're labels from there. JFA would have been a good answer.
Meat Puppets.
Meat Puppets. Good answer. Yep. Feeders. I wouldn't have known that. Winds of Change for the late 80s fans.
Where are the Wipers from?
Portland.
There's Portland, yeah. So we missed them on Oregon already.
What about Jimmy World?
Are they New Mexico or Arizona?
They're Arizona.
Damn.
No idea.
All right. Tom, you are up.
What are my options? I've lost control of the board.
Washington, Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico.
Oh, I got a bunch.
Illinois, Kentucky, West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, New York.
All right. I'm going to go Kentucky.
All right. Kentucky. Battleground state, guys. Tom, start us off.
Knocked Loose.
Boom.
Okay. Fuck.
So sad. If your dad was there, I might have to call him in and have him give you a pep talk or something.
No. Yeah, my spirit's been broken. Let's say.
Get up, kid.
The National Acrobat.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
nice
a good
cut.
One.
Nice cut. Nice cut. All right.
Nice pull. Coliseum. Clip.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
There's like 25 Patterson bands. How do I not know them off the top of my head?
Think of about them like families of bands, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Is Inclination from here?
Yes. Oh.
Okay. Good. All right.
Good bullshit.
Good pull.
Squirrel Bait.
Good. Oh, that's pretty good.
Good pull.
The fucking, if I say, I know the band and it's killing me right now because I can't express the name.
Yeah, really, it sucks, what? Right?
It's like, it's like that's the part of the game.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, I can think of it. I just can't say the name.
Yeah. I mean, but I can describe everything about him. Hold on.
Let me get that countdown.
Guilt. Okay, you got it.
Endpoint.
Fuck. Yep.
Okay. Come on. Zoop-a-doo.
Fill the sound.
Got that countdown.
Got that countdown.
Okay. Is...
Well, you can't know. It's not fucking Jeopardy.
Yep.
Horrible question. Man. Damn.
Tom, you want to just...
Is the band Breathe or Resist from here?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Oh, give me a good goddamn break. What about Black Cross? Black Crosses.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. It's only one of those, Tom.
Oh, Black shit. Cross. He's holding your feet.
Oh. Oh, okay. You're saying Black All right. Crosses? It's Black Cross.
Okay. It is Black Cross. Oh, wait a second. Is it? It is Black Cross, yes. Okay. Patrick?
Xerxes.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here. Now I know he's Googling.
Nope. The reason is because Ben Sears, I think he filled in for Black Cross, or at least that's enough of my memory that I got that.
Good. Okay. Yep. Tom, it's on you.
What about, is Slint allowed?
I think it's a bridge too far. For that,
I can name the band's other name, but that's cool. Slint is too far. Got it.
They're an American rock band, is how they're described on Discogs.
Give me a good goddamn fucking break.
What I only about- say that because you can name, you got other bands in this. You're just like playing now. This is like when Larry Bird got bored and was like, I'm going to shoot with my left hand.
What about Young Widows?
Oh, fuck.
Wow. Okay.
That's the one that I was struggling to be like, what the fuck? Okay.
Tom, what do Young Widows sound like?
They're in that like Patterson vibe.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he's, yeah.
Young Widows have they started sounding like Jesus Lizard, but then they have a record about his divorce, which is a very good record.
And the brother of Ryan Patterson is in Young Widows. That's right.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay. Who Remains?
That is not a band.
Nope. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or, are they going to say it? Yes, vegan and veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can go back to doing what you love this spring, maybe gardening. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. That is the type of meal I prefer. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Now, I'd like you to head to factormeals.com/axetogrind50. That's numeral 50. And use code axetogrind50. That's numeral 50. To get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's insane. That's code AXTOGRIND50 at factormeals.com/AXTOGRIND50. That's to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Crazy. Bob, is there a rev band from here?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Go ahead and say it. All right, good job,
Elliot.
Oh, come on. Are we cheating now? Is that what we're doing?
I was gonna say it regardless. Come on,
this is fucking insanity.
That was for the listeners.
This is absolute fucking insanity.
Tom, for the listeners, obviously, on,
get it, Tom.
What else can I do to fuck with Pat? What about By the Grace of God?
Yep.
That's the one that for the last fucking hour I've been trying to think of. Fuck. He might have fucked me with that one.
Yeah, good.
Don't get cute. Just try to get in. Just stay in the game here, Patrick. You're almost done.
Yep.
Oh shit! I wish I had somebody fucking supporting me.
Tom, you're the favorite. Come on,
putting ice on your fucking his neck, being like, "You got this. You got him against the ropes.
You got the crown on. You know this, Tom. I've been playing game Catan with Easton and Amanda. Easton's won a few times since we switched to the expanded version. I think you would like the game, actually, because it's a good kind of mental challenge.
If someone yelled at me, like, you never heard of Catan? I'm like, no, I've been outside.
Yeah, it's fine. Amanda hasn't won since we switched to this new version.
Oh.
And I just crush all the time. To the point
so you didn't even take it easy on the kid.
No.
I want to thank you, fellas, for giving me this long to think about
this. All right, do you have your answer?
Yes. The Enkindles.
Oh, yep, that's a good one.
Well, can I say Enkindle then? If Pac?
No, you cannot. You fraud.
Different band, man. Different band, bro.
Fraud.
Rodan.
Fuck.
What was the one you just said?
Rodan.
Oh wow! Wow.
Fuck.
So, Patrick, you need to hit one more to even stay in it, but then Tom can just name one and win the state. This is the first one where we'll get to 9.
Yeah,
you've put up an honorable defense. So Tom, to talk about the Catan thing, I've been crushing. Easton wins sometimes. He's won, but like the last
miracle drug.
All right, there you go. All right, but I've won so many times, and I refuse to go easy because I think that's patronizing. Like I won't.
No, that's fair.
You know, but I also so now Amanda's at the level where she's like, "Cool, you won again," and I'm like, "Yes, I won again. All right, let's continue with this day." So. Tom, close us out.
All right, I'm going to go for a band that we talked about a lot on here. Automatic.
Great job.
Boom.
Good closer. Tom won Kentucky, the first state that went to the mats. Good job, guys. Patrick.
Shout out to Initial Records, who constituted like 80% of our names.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, shout out to Evan Patterson, Ryan's brother, who was in Young Widows, who was also in Automatic, a band I really like, and also in Standard Issue, a low-key 7-inch, the As We Grow 7-inch that I really like late 90s edgecore, you know? Mm. Patrick, your options right now are starting to get limited.
You don't say.
Wyoming, New Mexico, and Wisconsin to choose from.
Holy
Tom,
fuck.
Do you want to do Patrick a mitzvah and allow him to cross the Canadian border into Minnesota or New York State?
No.
My God.
No.
Fuck that.
You're fully in your right to deny him that. So
Tom keeps the pressure on.
Yep. So it's Wisconsin, New Mexico, or Wyoming.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry, Wyoming, New Mexico, or what?
or Wisconsin?
Oh, fuck. Okay. I can't even find Wisconsin on a map. Give me a second.
Between Illinois and Minnesota.
Oh. Whoa.
It's next to the mitt of Michigan. Yep.
Okay. Give me a sec.
Across the lake. Come on, buddy.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. I found it. I don't know a single band from any of these states. I might forfeit right now. I don't know if I can name a Milwaukee. I should be able to get something.
Yeah,
but
you
I,
should.
It's not coming to me.
Okay.
Albuquerque. I'm sorry, Albuquerque. I can't name a fucking band.
Don't from you New name Mexico. One.
What, you got one?
Yeah.
Go wow. for it.
Can I win the state if I say it?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Logical Nonsense.
Okay, he wins.
He won that. Tom, can you?
You know the only reason why?
Yeah.
We played with them twice. So I just posted like Fahrenheit 451 posted a flyer of like some CMJ show we played, and Logical Nonsense ended up playing with us on August 31st and again on September 4th in New York City.
Wow!
And that's and they were on like TP or something, and that's like we played with them a few times when we were friends with Tony TP at the time.
Oh, shout out!
And that's the only reason why I kind of knew they were from New Mexico, because I was like, "What's that like?"
I'm shocked you didn't try to cheat and say Self Defense Family for Albuquerque.
Yeah, definitely could, honestly.
Shocked you didn't try to do that with Andrew, who currently lives Self-Defense Family, who currently lives in Arizona.
Yeah.
Guys.
I'm not a cheater. I'm not on this energy.
Oh, wow. I like the conditions.
Okay. Chamberlain. Tom,
you have won the game once again. We are going to do a consolation round. This is like when the loser gets to play a game to have like third place. But since there's no one else to play, you get to play this one. Let's
try to figure out some of these other places, Pat.
Yeah, let's do it.
Is that cool, Bob?
Of course. Let's do this. Let's do. I'm gonna still award some states here. Let's start with Washington State. Patrick, go first.
Okay. Sinking Ships.
Mm-hmm. Undertow.
Stay Gold.
Brotherhood.
Black Breath.
Can we double check that?
He's right.
Don't need to.
He's right.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Bellingham.
Christ on a Crutch.
Nice. Wow. Come on.
Yeah, no, hold on. Shook Ones.
Mm-hmm. Botch. Mm-hmm.
These arms are snakes, then.
Is that that's not the name?
Yeah, I will say shout out to Easton's teacher who on his spelling test he got a 9 out of 10. He spelled view V-I-E-W, but the first time he wrote the W too far over, so he tried to erase it but didn't erase out, so he X'd it out, much larger X, and then rewrote the W, so it's V-I-E-W. She marked it as a misspelling.
Oh, all right, being a stickler.
Harsh.
I respect that.
We'll see. Yes.
Trial.
Oh. Okay. Then we will say.
Yo, there's a lot of bands from there, man.
No, there are. There's one that's. I'm going to fuck it up.
Okay.
Fuck it up.
Is Himsa from here?
Yes.
Me?
Okay.
Tom.
Oh my God. A band that we've talked about on here from Seattle. The Accused.
Yes. Good job, Martha Splatterhead.
Who else is from here?
Go ahead.
Yes, you can do it.
I can do it. Who else is in that world of those the Rev affiliated bands? Oh, Paul was in like 35 fucking youth crew bands that all have names like, Point of Return or whatever. Fuck.
Sure, sure. That's a really good retail-based youth group
band. Yes, exactly.
Point of purchase.
Yeah, point of purchase.
No refund. That's our youth group comp is our retail-based youth group hardcore.
No refund, point of purchase.
You can only work in. You can only be on it if one member of your band at least works in customer service.
Keith, hit me up. Let's do this.
Okay. Give me a sec. There are a ton of bands from this area. Did I have... Ooh, if I go back far enough, I bet I had beef with somebody.
Yes, definitely. Come on. And bands you didn't have beef with. This is like a huge range here.
Okay, all right. Chill. Hold on. hold on. But you're crushing me with these noises. Green album cover. They were the kid went on to be in like a rock band. Fuck, he's a nice dude. People really
so
like
nice. You can't remember his band.
People really like the record, but now it's forgotten about. We should talk about it sometime. okay, hold on.
Tom, man, I can't wait to drop this next one on you.
Yeah. No, stop with this.
I'm going to drop it on you, and you're going to be like, how did I not think of that one?
Yeah.
This is like watching two boxers fight, but the one boxer lands a punch early in the round. It's like, oh, I can hit that dude in the shoulder anytime I want, and he flinches, and I can hit him with a left to the jaw, and Tom just keeps doing it over and over. Like, oh, you like that? Boom, bam. Boom, bam, like that over and over.
Since this is not a competition anymore, can I say one?
No, wait. I know the band.
He's trying to get some honorary points here.
Yeah. Fucking cancel band. What the fuck is the band's name? Champion.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Champion. Good. You named a band.
I sure did.
Look at you, Patty.
Put the pressure right.
The one that I was going to drop on you was Seaweed.
Nice.
Okay. Yep. Sure.
From Tacoma.
Mm-hmm. What about Vows?
Yep.
Not totally, but we'll give it to you.
Yeah, I know. There's a couple not
Rob totally, Moran is in it. He's from San Diego.
I know. There's a couple not totallys, but I'm saying that's...
I'll give it to you. We'll give it to you. It's fine. Yeah. What about if we want to go in my Olympia bag, we go Team Dresh.
Oh, okay. We'll give that to you.
We're just giving everything away now.
Is Team Dresh not a punk band?
Punk band. Okay.
Patrick, this is for number 9. So you get a like smiley face. Like,
oh, you, I get a little sticker on my portfolio. Yes.
You didn't get a grade, but you got a smile sticker.
Okay.
You didn't make the third grade, but you did.
Hold on. The band. Hold on. I'm almost there mentally.
What was that movie like where it was like the quiz game where the guy was
so close. This motherfucker just fucked me.
Game show.
I was so close.
And he got you out of your...
Now I'm like, fuck.
This is training for when we actually do, like, after we do all the Mosh Madness stuff, we'll eventually do the hardcore Olympic games. And we're going to have like a bunch of contestants on for different events over multiple weeks. People will have their own teams. We'll make flags. It'll be fun.
And it's done, just ring the bell.
Maxi Mike was in a band that...
Yeah, it was named after a character from Boys in the Hood. And you wouldn't know that because the name doesn't sound like a person's name.
I know. Ah, Tom, why are you fucking me?
You're going to be so mad.
I know.
When you find out, when I tell you what it is.
So do you want to hear, because I know it's two words.
Yes.
And in my head, it's...
Please give me the fake name for this and I'll tell you the real one.
Well, the Infectious Grooves keeps coming in my head, though I know that's not it. It's
that'd be pretty amazing if it was.
It's like it's like Hostile Ways, but that's not it. It's fucking...
Oh, dude, it's so close.
Oh, fuck. What is it?
Can I say it? Or do you want to guess?
Nah, fucking
Hostile Ways is amazing.
Fucking go.
Furious Styles.
Styles. You're so close. Well, Tom Ways was in my head.
Tom takes Washington.
Hostile Ways.
I can't believe we didn't hear an Iron Lung.
Fuck.
We didn't hear Sex Vid.
So Sex Vid, I was fucked up, was going to be in my Oregon.
Back in one second.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But where is...
Sex Vid is Olympia.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even know where the fuck Olympia is.
Cold Sweat featuring Nick Turner. Did you know Nick? Which dude did you know from one of those bands? Oh, you knew one of the fellows from Sex Vid.
Yeah, so from Sex Vid, I worked with RJ.
Okay, right. Yeah, man, I'm surprised. Change featuring a Ram.
Yeah. Hold on.
Vancouver. I think they're Vancouver.
Well, Bob, here was my question. Mm. Betrayed, a California band?
50-50.
They were going to be my next one, you know what? But I was like, I'm a fraud.
When they were around, different iterations, but usually it was 3/5 California. And then here's the thing. A Ram was Vancouver, I think, still. So, like, I think A Ram never left Canada. Like, he would be down in Seattle a lot. He might have lived in Seattle for some time. Tom might know better than I. But I think the drummer lives in Seattle, A Ram in Vancouver, and then the other. So they'd be more of a California band than otherwise. I don't think they ever repped for a single place so much, you know? So let's see, man. I was thinking you might have gotten that one because you got to start first. Do you have any bands from Montana? This is a good place to start. Anything?
What's the city of Montana?
Missoula.
Nope.
So they had a little thing in the early 2000s, the Poison Candy record scene that I mentioned here. Band Ass End Defend, who I thought was pretty decent crust core kind of stuff.
Yep.
There's one other band that was of note from there. Let me see here. Hold on. Disgruntled Nation. That's it.
I'm not. I do know. I do not know that other one.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think either really made big waves. All right. So Montana, Tom, you back or no? He's not back.
I am back.
Okay. You got anything from Montana?
Oh, Jesus. Been Great Falls once. That's about all I got.
Phil Jackson lives? He lives on the lake. I really want to go there. Wyoming, I had nothing, though I think there's shows happening up in Cheyenne now, which I'm kind of curious about. So shout out to that. All right, for shits and giggles, anything from either of the Dakotas?
Not off
the top. I got Song of Zarathustra.
Wow.
Wow.
We played in their basement in Richmond. I mean, we played in their basement in Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls?
Sioux Falls,
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry. If you haven't been to Sioux Falls in, I mean, I'm assuming 20 years or more, Tom? Yeah. I had been through, when was I through Sioux Falls? 2008. And then I was back this past summer, 2021. No, 2020 I was back through in the summer. Yo, it's like triple the size. Like,
really?
Like, unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, what the hell? Because of the oil.
Oh,
all the drilling up there. Yeah. Like, it's crazy how much it's grown. Like, I wonder what the numbers spell out on that as far as like population. But it was like, oh, this is now a minor city as opposed to like an outpost, you know?
Right.
It was crazy. Nebraska.
Cities in Nebraska?
Omaha.
Lincoln.
Oh. Not a single hardcore band that I can think of.
Oh, of course. Oh, man.
There's one Nebraska band I can think of that was on the... they're on a bad straight edge comp.
This is where I was crying with these.
Is it... Let's see. Full on straight... Yeah.
Pardon?
Oh, no. Full on Straight's from Illinois, they say. I thought they were from Nebraska.
Pat, would you give me Desaparecidos?
Oh, my God.
I would allow it because I've already lost.
All right.
And I'm looking. I also think there might have been some Nebraska bands during the, like, a few years back, like Midwest Blood era, like when Expire was really popping. There was some.
And we should say.
What about 311?
We should say that I'm sure every state has good stuff going on.
It's familiarity.
And it's also just some states. Look, when you put your fucking area code in your band, it makes it easier on all of us.
You know what I mean? All right. So I'm going to pick a few of the big ones left to do because these, I'm curious how easy or hard they'll be. Texas. Tom, start us off in Texas.
Power Trip. Mm-hmm.
Pat, you got to go obvious first, and that gives you time and momentum to get the deep cuts.
Is that how you think it should go?
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
For your kind of brain, do that.
Okay. Bitter End. Okay.
Big Boys.
That little Denton band with the let's go. I can't remember that band. Let's go with Impalers.
Oh, good. Good.
Wow.
I like that record. I don't know if they had anything
Cellar Dweller.
Else
with that, it's so with that good. One record. Oh, they have some material, but Cellar Dweller is the hit. They're playing this Warthog show that I'm like, damn, it's a really good show. I think is Tower 7 on that show too. That show looks banging.
Chisel.
Yeah, that's a good show.
DRI.
Yes, I'll take it. DRI and MDC are those weird ones where they moved. And like, and there's the argument, like, is DRI Texas? Are they San Francisco? It's like, well, they're from Texas originally, so I go with that.
It's kind of like Chamberlain was split lip and then.
No, is it like that? I don't think it's anything like that.
All right, Patrick.
I'm trying to think of stuff from Houston, and I'm failing here.
I'm not going to. Help.
Yeah. Help. Okay. Hold on.
Wow.
Text. Help. It's just that I'm going to end up. Eternal Warrior.
Eternal Champion.
Oh, fuck. No disrespect, Jason.
No, the band from Houston whose singer you said that they were average core. What was the band?
Average core. That sounds mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you were mean.
It wasn't. Well, there's Will to Live, who is not the band we're referencing. Houston band is Scourge, who's current.
Okay.
There's another band. I think members of Scourge that is really good that I can't remember. Who's the band, Tom? Singer was chafed by Patrick's insults.
Die Young.
Oh, no, listen, he was a gentleman when he bumped into me.
Of course he was. And he took it, well, I think he took it largely in the right spirit.
He could dribble me like a basketball if he chose to. So thank you.
Denton Band. Were you thinking of Teenage Cool Kids?
Yes, I was.
There you go. All right.
Iron Age, we didn't mention. We didn't mention.
Yeah.
Lying Wait.
Far From Breaking.
Yeah.
Far From Breaking. Fuck me.
Pre-Iron Age, man.
Yeah, I know.
I get that. Yeah, there's a bunch. I mean, in the Austin stuff, World Burns to Death, Severed Head of State.
Walkman.
Yep. Marked Man, Jesus Christ. There's so many Austin bands.
Yeah.
You know, there was this Austin band. Oh, there's a pop punk band called like Belmont, but now that's like big room pop punk.
Yeah.
Which is officially a category. If you're not familiar, there's pop punk stuff that's like smaller, but then there's big room pop punk. It might as well be its own category. It's closer to When We Were Young Fest than it is to the little shit. But there was a band from Austin who had a couple singles. Oh, it's not Belmont. It's Bel Air. And I thought they were really awesome from about 12 years ago. And I think I just have their singles and I don't know if they did anything else. Shout out to MS Paint from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I can't name that many bands from Mississippi.
Yeah, I became aware of them the other day and thought, what a fucking good name.
Great name. I was thinking about that because there's a punk band named Rolex, who's pretty good, from LA. And I was like, oh, this is so fun because now bands are able to appropriate old brand names.
I've been,
and it's like cool because it's like, yo, this stuff to anyone under 30, it's like, oh, that sounds neat, and it's like, yeah, that's a thing that you know.
The other day, Pat Flynn called in, and under his name, you know how you put people's
shit,
name, yeah, companies, whatever.
Yeah, their company. His name was Bone Snap, and and I said, Pat, what? Why in God's name is you come up as your company name Bone Snap? And he said, oh, that was from our first conversation where we both talked about how much we loved Swizz, and we talked about that particular lyric, and at that time, this is Pat talking, I was going to start a Swizz-sounding band and name it Bone Snap. That became Sweet Jesus, but maybe I'll use Bone Snap for the future.
Good call. My
Swizz-sounding band, I want to call Tylenol.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's the name that I like very much.
I like that, actually. Good job. How come it's taking you this long to do a band name that's good? Like, good fucking Lord, dude. Straight up.
The best bands, bad names.
That's not true.
Could be.
Slapshot's a good band name.
It's an okay band name.
Rites of Spring, good band name.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Minor Threat, good band name.
Now, listen, I refer to Earth Crisis all the time.
Yeah.
Really bad band name on its face. Really bad.
But then it becomes, I mean, I get it. I don't even know if it's really bad. Crisis, it's like, would you, do you think a band name Crisis is a bad name? No.
No, that's a good name.
Do you think Earth Crisis
is clunky?
No, it's clunky, but like, so is their sound. And I don't mean that. I don't even mean that in a disparaging way, though. If someone wants to take that, but like their sound, I used onomatopoeia on a recent episode we recorded, but like Earth Crisis, like not only does their name describe what they're singing about, obviously, it also makes me think of their fucking sound. So some of that might be in, you know, in the spin, but I think it's not a bad name. Bad Brains. Bad name? Good name?
Bad name.
Tom?
Pretty bad name.
I agree. Somehow it's but that one, I think Earth Crisis might be a better name than Bad Brains, first blush.
Yeah, that might be true.
If you type both in Arial text on your email, which one looks cooler?
Then yes, I mean? You're correct.
That's right. All right, last state that we're going to do that actually will be fun to do band names from, Florida. And then actually we might have one bonus one because I'm curious to see this, where you guys both go.
Oh, boy.
For Florida, Tom, start us off.
Childhood.
Is Strong Arm from there?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask, is against me? Florida?
Tom, just so you know, in the post game like consolation round, you also have won every state that's been done. Just so you know,
you know, it's
whatever. Listen,
all right, cool.
I'm a Pisces. Yeah, go ahead. All right, Patrick, you're up.
Less than Jake.
It's true. Though I will say, if you're calling
from Gainesville, Florida,
yep. There you go.
Palatka.
Okay.
Wow, pulling that out of your fucking butthole.
Yeah.
It's gonna get Tom, it's gonna get worse in a second.
All right, if we're gonna go, we're going to Palatka. I'm gonna go to combat wounded veteran.
Great. Pretty job. Good.
Good association.
Thank you.
Then I'm gonna go. Fuck. Who was the band right in that pocket? I went to the fucking show. They
get
were pretty good.
The sideburns, man.
Yes, they were pretty. Fuck.
I got this band to stop playing that song.
Yeah.
Because we play with them. And I didn't do it on purpose, but they.
Reversal of Man.
Yes.
Yo, let's listen to Reversal of Man.
Okay. That's a good one.
They just
did
a discography, I think.
Did they?
I haven't listened to them in so long. Oh, my God.
Yo, let's talk about a couple. I mean, this is a whole episode.
Yeah, we can do it.
But let's talk about bands that are completely lost at this moment. Like,
I don't think they're that lost.
Oh, really?
I think they're pretty lost.
Yeah, I think they're – because, Tom, you remember when they were part of the conversation? Like, kids, like, talked about them?
Oh, of course. But, I mean, like, is anyone talking about, like – I think they're talking about them more than, like, Palatka.
You're not wrong, but I don't think anybody's talking about those bands at all. And we should pick the band of those that's the best representation.
What about As Friends Rust?
Oh, what about I Have Dreams? Or is that Georgia?
Wow.
Is that Georgia?
Let me look.
No, I think that's Tallahassee.
I think you're right.
That's amazing. I don't even know who that is.
Oh,
what do they sound like?
Screamo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I Have Dreams. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They look very screamo. Okay.
Yeah, I think they're from Tallahassee.
What Are Blood Wings? Yeah. This featured on Sophie's Floorboard from Tallahassee. Yep. There you go.
What about Culture?
Yep. Okay. What about Bird of Ill Omen?
Whoa.
What?
What about Poison the Well?
What about this one is a wild card? Drag Body?
You're
right.
Let's
see. That's right.
Wow.
100%.
Wow. You guys, Florida is real wild. Good for you.
Okay.
What about
Discount? This is its own quiz. There's a band from Miami that used to drive two black Escalades to their shows.
What?
Does this ring a bell for anybody?
No.
No.
They were
Brethren from Miami.
No.
Trust No One or something like that.
It's something. Yes, thank you. It's something like that. But that's not it, obviously. But yes, it's a three, like it's a like Will to Die sort of thing. You know what I mean? Like,
were they on like Eulogy or something?
Trust No One is Miami hardcore.
Who is?
It's not Trust No
One. Trust No One is.
I don't think that's it.
Not Where Fear and Weapons Meet.
No.
Rev Band.
Not Powerhouse Florida. Not Failure Face. Burrito Records Finest.
Yo, can I ask you guys a question?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is there any like fun, terrible hardcore that is popping right now? And there's one that the three of us could name, but they might take it in the wrong spirit, so I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
But like I'm looking at Orlando and I'm like, why is there not like a terrible fucking Disney themed bad hardcore band that like does like plays every local
show? All
right.
So we're doing the retail youth crew hardcore, youth crew retail comp. The next one is Mystery Guide Disney hardcore.
Like, don't you think that there should be a band that like wears the ears and plays
Goofy's Shadow and like,
yeah. Yes.
Donald Ducked My Mother. Something like that.
Yeah,
like,
I got
the comp right.
Donald Dick.
Yeah, Donald Dick. Oh, fuck.
I was actually a band.
Minnie's Revenge is a really good one.
Yep. Like,
God, there's some good ones. Who is the cow? Who is the cow friend of theirs?
They have a cow friend, Bessie?
Is it Bessie? There was a cow friend. Like, you know how the whole thing is like Goofy's a dog, but so is Pluto, and Goofy gets treated like a person and Pluto's their fucking dog.
Yeah.
Bessie was somewhere in between where they didn't treat her like one of their buddies, but like also she wasn't full on like an animal. Minnie's cow friend.
Well, that should be an interesting
Google search. All right, Minnie's Clarabelle. No, Clarabelle was, she's pretty anthropomorphic. She's got it.
I'm going to say True North is another band in that.
There's One Fifth. There's Destro.
All right, God, you guys crushing me.
Glass Eater. Fine, Tom. We'll just keep going.
Then we can go to like Until the End. And then we can go to Remembering Never.
Oh,
then we can go
yeah.
to Bishop.
Yo,
then we can go to
Ether
Coven. I mean, where else you want to go?
Pat's Fort Lauderdale Blood is really showing up in this one.
I mean, then we can go to Blistered if we want.
We could.
Well, we could.
Go to Eco Strike. Right after
we can go
that.
To Eco Strike.
Yep.
Get in some Deflect.
Yo, Florida fucking rules. I'm tired of the hate.
What about Day by Day, bro?
Day by Day, sure. There was a companion
Seed
band.
Of Pain.
What was the... okay. Maybe I think of Seed of Pain. Yep. You're on it, Tom.
Florida fucking rules. Let's go. See you next week.
Yo, hardcore. What's up? This is Dave. First time caller, longtime mosher, checking in from the Wallingford American Legion a couple days after the Almighty Watching Doubtless record release show, featuring also Wilkes-Barre Strategy in Full Effect, One Step Closer, Reign of Salvation, Wreckage, and Broken Head. Show is really sick. Wallingford American Legion is a long-running legendary venue now. It's been taken over by a few different people. It's also currently operating as a recording studio, so bands should remember that. Showed up during Broken Head's last couple songs, and they had like a late 90s kind of shoegazy, hummy vibe going on, which is real popular right now. I'm going to go back and check them out later. Wreckage, of course, set it off, popped it off. Wreckage is a scene band in Connecticut right now. The way that like Straight Ahead or Warzone was, people just show up and they go fucking wild for them. I don't hear a lot of people talking them up outside of Connecticut, but I want that to change because there's definitely something going on. Fast Parts mixed up with some kind of chunky mid-90s posty parts, which brings us to Almighty Watching, sharing some of the same members as Wreckage. But these guys are, they're doing a lot right now. Strong presence in the Northeast right now. That's Northeast with a Z. But don't get it twisted. Super technically proficient. Reminds me of Beyond in the way that there's a lot of different parts going on. But they bring it all together. Super groovy. And keeping in the Connecticut tradition of having your band with an AW as initial. Shout out Another Wall. We got Almighty Watching. One Step Closer brought the show to a close. I kind of came at them with a Impress Me Bro vibe. And they did. Song similar to Turning Point, you know, mid-90s, new, actually I should say early 90s, new age records catalog. Get a little bit of that first Lifetime 7-inch in some of the guitar tones in like The Reach, which they close with, certifiable hit. Night was really sick. Shout out, let's see, who do I got here? Shout out Scheme Hardcore, shout out Kyle and Dead at Birth. Cheat Code recently. If Kyle, Dead at Birth, is doing the artwork on a project, I'm probably going to like it. Shout out Static Era Records. Shout out Seventh Circle CT doing all the big shows up here. Also shout out Slughouse doing other shows up here too.
Hey, Axe to Grind fam. Liam here from Cinepunks.com with a Pit Report. Pit Report from Chicago, Illinois, my new home. I went to a show last night, February 14th, Valentine's Day, at the Cobra Lounge. Scourge, Illusion, Bitter Thoughts, User Unauthorized, Enervate. Yeah, hey, so I've never been to the Cobra Lounge before. This is the first time for me because I'm new to the area. This is actually only my fourth show, I think, in Chicago since I moved. Thanks, pandemic. I appreciate that. First time at the venue. Venue is, it's fine. Location wise, it's a little weird. Just, you know, parking is a little weird. Definitely some folks had their cars broken into during the show. But I kind of like the room. The stage is clearly not, you know, originally intended for hardcore, considering there's a fireplace on the stage. But I think the room works pretty good. I had never seen the opening band Enervate. They're from Milwaukee, I believe. Very much bouncy, later sort of New York hardcore sound to me. Some modern feel to it, like very much had a modern moshy thing. But there, you know, there was some groove there. These are definitely dudes who have heard the Outburst material, but are also, I would assume, influenced by some 2010s stuff as well. They were a lot. They were very much, I think, a full band. I think they are very much a full package ready to play out. But not a lot of people, I think, knew them or knew their material. And I think that's always a frustrating experience for a band. They very much wanted folks to be moving a lot more than they were. You know, I'm an old man who just had surgery on my hand, so I wasn't trying to mosh. But my recommendation as an old person is always, like, play a cover. I think that's not cool anymore. It's probably a very washed old man thing to say. But, hey, man, play a cover. Next was a very young band from Texas, Austin, Texas, according to their Bandcamp. But I think they came with Scourge, called User Unauthorized. Very like 80s hardcore punk, but very much more on the punk side. Very young kids. The drummer is, at least from what they said on stage, was new. Brother of one of the other people in the band, 15 years old. I feel like you could feel it. I feel like the riffs were there and the energy was there, but the you know, drummer's young, needs to learn how to really wail on those drums. So I felt like the drums were lacking. Band was still good. They still ripped. I didn't think they were bad, but I just wanted to hear those drums a little more. So, you know, again, kids 15 just needs time to, like, learn how to really, like, wail. Next is a band that I think is sort of a, I don't know, a staple, but has been around for a while, called Bitter Thoughts. They share members with MH Chaos. I think they're kind of a big Chicago deal. There were definitely a lot of people there to see them. They were the sort of first band of the night where it felt like a show. There was a big response. People were into it. I will say, I think the vocals are a little high-pitched for this style, which at first was kind of surprising to me. As the set went on, I kind of liked it, even though this particular kind of hardcore is not really my vibe. But this is definitely like something that people want to spin kick to and freak out a little bit. There was some real heavy hitters in the pit. I think they're good, actually. I think it's an interesting sound. And like I said, I think those vocals, if you're not familiar with them, might put you off at first. But by the end of their set, which was surprisingly short, considering I feel like a lot of people were there for them, or at least were excited to see them, by the end of their short set, I was kind of sold on the vocals. It was just that when he first started, you know, they're not necessarily I wouldn't say they're like Brothers Keeper vocals, but they're more high pitched and I think is popular in with a lot of these kind of bands. But what do I know? I'm an old man. I could be wrong. Next up was Illusion. Yes, this is the Illusion who put out that Magic with a Smile EP. What is that? 4 years ago now, maybe 5 years ago now. On Locking Out. I love this band. I was really excited to see them. They share members with Fury and Akulu and Glory and other bands as well. I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't know enough about them to know if this lineup is the original lineup or if they had to bring out other people for this tour. All I know is I've wanted to see this band since I heard Magic with a Smile, so stoked. I like the demo too, but that Magic with a Smile EP is one of my favorites. Maybe not favorites, but of that year was one of my favorites. Anyways, they were sick. I think the vocals were a little different. They're a little harsher than they are on the EP, and I don't know if that's like a new stylistic direction or if it's just, you know, it's tour, your voice is starting to go, so you go a little more growly. It worked. I just, you know, I don't know. I feel like if this is going to be how it is from now on, then I think the style needs a little more work. If it's just, hey man, I'm on tour, like cut me a break, I get it. I was a vocalist a very long time ago, and it's sometimes it's hard to keep it up, man. Regardless, it doesn't matter. Even though the sound wasn't there, as a performer, the vocalist was killing it. He was all over the place. Band had a lot of energy. That style, that kind of like Locking Out meets crossover riffs, it's designed for moshing. Unfortunately, like I said, I just had surgery, so I was just standing there, unfortunately. But that's just how it goes sometimes. Then Texas' Scourge is a band I have mostly not any real familiarity with. I've seen them posted about a lot online, but I haven't really given the music as much of a chance as I should. I think the very first release I listened to, and then since then I haven't really checked them out. And they were great. And take it from me, this, you know, that kind of more metallic style, though, if you're thinking of like metalcore in a traditional sense, that's not what they sound like. But that style isn't necessarily my go-to. They're a very heavy band. But oh man, live, it was so good. It was the exact right amount of intense noise. The vocalist had all the energy that you want. Everything just sounded really good in a room. Like, if I'm being honest, Cobra Lounge isn't necessarily the best acoustics I've heard. I mean, you know, it's not as bad as an outdoor venue or something like that, but it's not a perfect room. And they sounded great. They were heavy. Room was cool. People were into it. Again, you know, I think that band is good enough that Now that I've seen them, I wish more people had been there. But it was still a pretty solid room of people for a Monday night, Valentine's Day Monday night, when snow is still on the ground. But then again, I'm not a native Chicago person, so maybe Chicago folks are not turned off by the low temperatures. For me, it was an effort to get there, but I'm really glad I went, and I'm hoping to be excited about some more shows coming up. There's some more coming up at Cobra Lounge, at Beat Kitchen. So if you are in the Chicago area and you were wondering whether it's worth coming out to some of these things, I suggest it. And if you're one of the listeners to Axe to Grind who hasn't given Scourge or Illusion a chance yet, definitely do so, because I was legitimately blown away by Scourge. Anyways, thanks, y'all.